This is Dirt and Sprague.
Guys, this weekend ain't about freaking stocks and bonds. It's about football. It's about getting your ass up off of your lazy ass, yelling for your team, and saying, let's go, Bulls! Damn it!
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
And for the love of God, people, quit doing the freaking wave. Are you kidding me? The wave? Jesus. Nobody does the wave anymore. Yeah, the Billy Bobs do it in NASCAR at the racetrack because there's nothing else to do there except meow, 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 and watch the damn cars go in circles and wait for a wreck.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Damn it, son. Do y'all hear me?
The Fan.
All right, welcome back in. Hour two, Dirt and Sprague here on 1080 The Fan, the Odyssey app, 99.5 HD2, and I think YouTube,
Sports Sunday is live on YouTube.
I tried, guys. There's like six or seven started streams this morning.
What show do you work on Sunday, Schultzy?
Yeah, I think Schultzy's trying to cook up his Sports Sunday numbers over here.
That is the worst tinfoil hat conspiracy theory of all time.
Corn Pop is in for Swag today, who is out. He's getting just drunk somewhere. I don't know where. I don't know why, but he's out. I don't know when he'll be back. I never know anybody's schedule around here. Except Dirt. Dirt is the one that communicates.
I'm here.
So Corn Pop hanging out. It is a lot to get to in the second hour of the show here, but I wanted to remind you, it is the week of our annual basketball party, which is back again.
Woo!
George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law presents Fan Madness this Thursday, Friday at the Stadium Sports Bar and A&A Sportsbook. You join us, Danny and Dusty, well, Danny and Ortner and Schultzy, Isaac and Souk at the area's top location for the two best days of tournament basketball. Fan Madness is also brought to you by Coors Light. Video only, make every buzzer beat a bracket buster. Cinderella Run mean more at the A&A Sportsbook. Join us. Fan Madness, more info can be found at 1080thevan.com.
What's the play?
You know what? I like money. You know what? I don't like jokes.
Nobody knows the play, but everybody acts like they know the play.
Oh, I know the play.
I'm sure you do.
I got the perfect bracket. I've been watching college hoops all year, buddy.
I gave you two positions to pay. Which would you rather pay?
Ooh.
Cornerback or wide receiver? Because Derek Stingley getting $90 million and 89 of it guaranteed.
Yeah.
Fascinating. The cornerback market has just exploded. And now many people are wondering, how much is Trent McDuffie going to make for the Chiefs when he's due up?
Yeah, I would lean wide receiver. Not a confident lean. 51-49 lean. Would rather have a wide receiver. It's going to cost you more money. The market is higher for wide receivers, but I feel like the impact on a game with an elite one is bigger. But it's a very not confident pick right there.
Cornerback is just such a hard position.
It is.
I don't know, man.
It's a lot of money. He's a hell of a player.
He's a great player.
Hell of
a player.
Record. Yeah. Hey, that's the divisional round Houston Texans to you, Bob.
They made it because they were in the worst division in football. But sure, yes, they did get the divisional round.
The Chargers imploded in the wild card game.
I'm not saying you don't pay Derek Stingley Jr. Yeah. I just like, are the Chiefs going to pay Trent McDuffie 30.5, 31?
By the time that comes around, they might have a Travis Kelce deal off the book, so that should free up a little bit of money.
I guess, man. Yeah. I just don't know where some of these teams are going to go with these positions. Yeah. NCAA tournament bracket.
Let's
officially out, baby.
Let's go, baby.
Here we go.
Ready to fill it out.
Get to fill it out on a St. Paddy's Day, by the
Woo! Way. Happy St. Paddy's Day, everybody.
Hell yeah, brother.
Made sure I wore my green hat. Mm. I mean, I'm wearing green like every other day.
I don't know if you got green on. Is that technically green? Is that a color of green? That looks like, well, I don't know. What do you think, Schultzy?
You think this is less green than his Mariner hat?
Yeah, I would give his Mariner hat a higher shade of green than your jacket.
Yours looks like
this
lime
is two
or
different
avocado.
Shades of green.
That
thank
is second one.
That
a
is
green?
Not two
that's
shades
gray.
Of green.
Am I blind?
No chance. That's
this
a gray.
Is green.
That's a gray.
It's an
that's
avocado.
Gray.
Yeah,
that's
avocado. Gray. Yeah. The
are
top color looks like avocado.
No, dude, this is green.
The top color, you have an argument for being green. Bottom color, no chance. That's green.
I don't even have an argument. This is a green jacket.
That's not a green jacket.
I even
we're not
in
Augusta right now. Not a green
today.
Jacket. That's a gold jacket,
okay,
Bob.
You're wearing Happy a gummy Gilmore. Bear green Oregon hoodie, so I don't think you
there's
are
no
in line
question.
Right now.
There's no question about this greenness. This is a green sweatshirt. I'm wearing a green sweatshirt.
I'm going to find 10 human beings,
go
and
ahead.
I'm going to ask them if this is in any way got green on it.
Jeez. I'm going to tweet out a picture
it's
of the jacket.
New blue dress argument.
This is the new
this isn't
dress.
Even an argument. It's green.
It is.
You
it's
can't
not.
Take a photo from that far
yeah,
away.
Just, this is, I'm
we
taking
what
a photo.
Terrible photo.
What, do I got to zoom in? I got to zoom in and get a close-up
yeah,
on
take
you?
Take a photo of the
I think you're
lines.
Upset. You just don't want Schultzy to come here and pinch you during the show. That's what's going to happen.
Look
he's
at
the St. Patrick's Day pincher on the show. He's going to come get you.
He is a leprechaun.
He is.
He's the shortest one of the show.
Damn it.
He's going to come get his Lucky Charms.
All right, picture's going out. What color is
that
spray?
That is a terrible photo. You're just sending out.
It's a fair photo. Fair
Take
photo.
One of just the jacket.
Oh, it's a, I got the jacket. What color is this jacket?
People chiming in on the Sports Sunday YouTube that says the jacket is not green.
Not green. They're saying not green. They're saying
not green. Comment from Jacob.
Oh, now he's taking it off. Now he's self-conscious.
He's like,
no, well, now you're definitely getting pinched. Schultz is coming in and grabbing a nipple.
I want to see if the green label is on the tag.
See if it says green.
Lime.
The jacket is out. It's out on the socials.
It's
go
just
look.
Made in Vietnam.
At Dirt Spraying at 1080 The Fan. You can go find it.
Damn it.
What color is this jacket?
Dude, I'm telling you, this is green. Got to wear green.
I mean, I can see the argument,
man.
But it's not
an argument.
It's not a. It's,
it is an argument.
That's not green. It's not like I look at that jacket and I think that's a green jacket. If you looked at my sweatshirt, there's no questioning what color this is.
What color is this?
Light.
This is terrible for live radio, by the way. We're just only thinking about the YouTube audience and this dumb conversation. This is stupid.
It's
I'm
kind
moving
of a Dijon
on.
Mustard over there, maybe
it's
a little bit.
It's not a Dijon mustard.
Yeah, it almost looks more like a Dwight Schrute shirt.
It does a little bit, doesn't it? Right.
A little bit.
A little mustard yellow.
It's like almost more
it's
blue
been in your fridge
than green.
Too long. Yeah.
Blue?
Because it's up against gray.
I think you guys are colorblind. I'm legitimately wondering if you're colorblind.
No, I don't think I could see teal.
Your Mariner hat is closer to a blue than this green.
No
is.
Way.
We'll wait for the definitive responses on social media to see. And if it's not green, according to the audience, Schulte's going to come pinch you before the end of the show.
Do you ever just wonder if you're colorblind, though? Because I'm starting to wonder that.
Sometimes you get a little nervous.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty confident this is a green, but you guys are confidently going the other way of it. And so now I'm wondering.
Hee hee, Magic Johnson.
I guess.
Maybe just in certain light, like, I don't know, at your house it looks green.
I'm just
you get dressed
at
in
it,
a dark
I'm staring
room today.
At it, I'm like, it's a green.
Did you get dressed? Was were the lights on when you got dressed
yeah,
when you left
closet,
the house?
My closet, yeah, my closet lights were on.
All right, just checking.
I just put my headphone wire in my jacket, so that's great. Thank you for throwing.
I think we got him flustered. I think you got him flustered, Schultz, with his pinchers coming in here. You got him.
This is actually the best radio segment we've had in a while.
This is ridiculous. Nobody pinches each other anyway. That's called assault, brother.
That's assault, brother.
Do it. Watch what I do.
The little guy gives me sometimes accidentally. He's got strong pinchers, and every once in a while, he'll grab a nipple, and I'm like, dude, I don't need a titty twister right now.
Light yellow honey?
Yeah,
I mean, my
God. This is what I'm saying. The people have spoken. That's not a green jacket.
This is green.
It's not a green jacket.
On the other side of it on the YouTube, TJ says it's a mint green, so we got one.
Thank you, TJ. Yes, a mint green is very
well. That's the best
way
I've heard describe it so far. Mint green is the best way.
You look at mint chocolate chip and go, that's blue. What kind of blue mint ice cream is
that? Yeah, I mean, you're the blue thing. Let's stop throwing that out there, because then you're going to lose our side of the argument. That's definitely not blue.
I mean, my grandpa, rest in peace, had a mint green Chevrolet Corvette, and I see more lime in that thing than mint.
Cold ball sack. Somebody responding with his ball sack green jacket.
You got a shriveled up sack Fantastic. Over there?
What a terrible photo you took, by the way. Thank you. Just mid-talking.
Look at that face.
God, I hate that. I hate you.
Let's talk tournament, baby.
You're the worst.
We're in. Going to the Sweet 16.
You know, those uniforms in the tournament.
Bring on the Dookies.
You know what? I'm going to do a full reset here. Get out of this green conversation. Who pinches anybody anymore? That's a 90s thing. That thing's been dead for 20 years.
It has been dead for a while.
When's the last time you pinched somebody?
Probably when I poked somebody on Facebook. It's
Thank
been a
you,
while.
Ryan. It is a terrible picture. If you cared about
I miss
seeing-
the old, I miss the poking.
The poking.
The poking people on Facebook?
I don't, because your aunt would poke you not knowing what the hell it actually means.
Like, your aunt used to poke you?
Yeah.
I got a poke from an aunt one time,
There's
and I'm
people
like,
you should be talking to about that.
Know.
I'll give you those numbers off the air.
At
but
all.
I didn't know you were talking about Facebook. I thought you were talking about St. Patty's Day still. And
I think
like,
we need
pokes?
To bring the pinch back. Bring the pinch back.
Yeah,
really?
Pinch.
Bring it back in society.
You did
Light,
that as a poll question.
Gentle pinch.
We used to watch TV
delicate
shows.
Delicate pinch.
Where that was a
not
regular
Not an aggressive
thing.
Pinch, a delicate pinch.
Somebody saying mold green, and then somebody else saying not even close to green.
not even in the ballpark, man.
Somebody else, I've seen toddler beauty pageant dresses with that color.
That's
okay.
So is that a puke green? Is that what they're saying?
Is that a compliment or?
An off-white?
What? Yeah, it's a bit of an off-white.
It's not an off-white.
I can see that. That's like when it's like an eggshell paint color, you know?
I don't want white. I want it to be an off-white.
An
that's
egg
a
pastel.
Can we do the eggshell?
I know. I always really like,
and you get it on the wall
white?
And you're like, that's white.
It's just
that's
white.
Just, that looks like every other white that's ever been white before.
Somebody said soy and gray. Thank you.
Soy.
Appreciate that.
It's fantastic.
I am the soy boy of the program.
You are. That you are.
And somebody says, no chance. That's green. Yellow and gray.
Yellow and gray.
Yellow.
Leaders in the clubhouse. Yellow and gray.
No, there's no lead. No, stop.
Leader in the clubhouse.
Clubhouse right
identifying
now.
Leaders are in the clubhouse.
No, you said the bottom part was green. Yeah. It is absolutely this gray. Is
yellow and gray's got a 2-shot lead on the 15th hole.
No, it doesn't, dude. No. It's green. It's the Rory McIlroy of green. Here you're going to lose this spawn.
What? Here comes Schulte's pitcher.
It's over.
He's going to get you. Ohe Sports says the only one wearing green is Dirt. Sprague's wearing olive, and thank Schulte's you. Wearing teal.
But thank olive you. Is what color?
Thank you. No pinching me
olive
today.
Olive falls into the green category if we're talking about the same olive.
I mean, if it's olive, it does. And I thought any shade of, to that point, I thought any shade of green was okay.
It is. There's no specific green that has to be labeled on St. Patty's Day.
Teal green.
Yeah.
Like,
all green
works.
Lives matter? Is that what you're telling me
and
right
this
now?
Is all greens actually matter. Like
all greens matter
green that's what the real color
this is true purebred green right here
purebred
purebred green right here
white guy with beer talking about that
there's
on
no questioning this green was meant to be here damn it
yeah
this is real green
no green at all you guys are so wrong about this
happy St. Patty's
I'm
Day
not colorblind
you.
How bummed are the alcoholics who like to have fun on St. Patrick's Day that it's on a Monday night that's gotta be a bummer
you don't think they did it on Saturday
well there were
oh is that how it works
I don't know Shamrock Run was yesterday
well I know it was well they have to do that on the weekend
there were bar crawls all over
when would
the
you drink
were they night.
I didn't know if that was a thing if you had to drink on St. Patrick's Day
I think you drink on Saturday if you're,
okay
if you're talking about
and then you just take St. Patty's Day off do you still go out tonight
no you
hell no
You do something. You do something gross.
Something gross.
What is like the most famous meal people make on St. Patty's Day?
Like bangers and mash or
no,
something?
No, not bangers and mash. What am I thinking
Shepherd's
of?
Shepherd's pie.
I'm sauerkraut and something.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sauerkraut. Blanking right now. And you're not helping me at all because you're just chastising
sausage
my
and
green.
Sauerkraut? I don't know.
Just people don't make amazing meals.
No, St. Patrick's Day does not have good food associated with it in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, Irish food ain't that.
So it doesn't matter what I'm thinking of. None of them are really amazing.
No, they're not going to taste good.
But I think to your point, they drink on Saturday.
Okay, Saturday was the night to go out.
That would be my guess, yeah.
I mean, that's what I would do, but I just thought Monday, when it falls on a Monday, it's like 4th of July. You don't do your fireworks on the Saturday if the 4th of July is on a Monday.
I don't think it's the same thing at
not
all.
The same thing?
No, I think if you're going heavy today, you've got a problem.
I think people want us to pinch you today.
No, there was a really cheap bar crawl that, like, I think it involved like 3 strip clubs on Saturday night. Looked like fun, but wifey was sick, so we stayed home.
I got urine on gray. That's great.
Urine on gray.
That's urine on gray. If your urine is this color, you need to consult a doctor.
You're not a good team player. You're not drinking enough water if that's the color of your urine.
No, I think you got something else going on in your body if it's this color, because this is a mint green.
It's uromycetosis.
Taking the wrong antibiotic there, buddy.
Somebody asked if... Yeah, well, you know what? I can't read some of the comments that are coming in now at this point, and maybe I am colorblind. Maybe I'm the wrong.
I think you're the colorblind.
Maybe I'm in the wrong.
I think you are.
I grabbed it and went, oh yeah, I remembered it's St. Patty's
this
Day.
This is green. I can do this.
I don't have a lot of green.
Damn, I'm going to buy you a St. Patrick's Day shirt.
This is one of the easiest days to dress because I have half the things I wear are organ related anyways. And
it's
so
Masters
it's like, it's
or
just,
organ
you know,
only.
That's
really
all I
you.
Got. So
it's really all you
half
own.
Half my closet is just the color green.
Why is there only one day of the year that's a color?
I mean, what else do you want?
I don't know. Any other holiday?
We can, like, shoot a Roman candle at somebody if they don't wear red, white, and blue on the 4th of July.
I thought you did wear, like, red, white, and blue on the 4th of July.
Why can't you do something on Halloween? We're orange.
I think a lot of people do, or it's just
but
a
there's
costume.
Not a mandate to it. You
there's
get
not
pinched.
A mandate. That's true. You don't get pinched.
Yeah,
you
get
should
pinched.
Get pinched. Bring pinching back.
All right. I'm going to ask some people around the office as the show goes on, and by the end of the show, if I'm wrong, I will let Schulte pinch me.
Ooh.
And I will admit, I don't have a green jacket.
I
don't know
you.
What.
Where are you going to pinch him? Where are you going to grab?
Hopefully left cheek.
Not a lot of meat on those bones. There's not a lot of space to pinch.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, look at you. Now you're skinny shaming.
I am skinny shaming.
I weigh 175 pounds.
That's not good.
What do you mean that's not good?
Get those numbers up.
How much do you weigh?
185. Yeah, when I was in seventh grade.
Yeah, 185? I'm like, dude, if you weigh 185, then I weigh 200. Slightly under.
Jeff Rust somehow weighs over 200 pounds, and I don't get it. He looks like a caramel apple. He's got a big gut.
He's got skinny legs, but up top, there's a lot going on around the waist.
Let's get to the bracket. We didn't get to it because you derailed everything with this jacket conversation that nobody on the radio can see this. They might not even be on social media.
This is how you drive the people to the socials or on YouTube. Go watch a show on YouTube or the socials. You can see it at either place.
Okay, let's get to the bracket. All right, let's talk about other teams with real green in their logos. All right, Oregon's playing Liberty Bibberty. Let's talk about that next on the fan. All right, I got the official listing of the jacket. My wife sent it to me. It's officially the Nike Windrunner rappel running jacket. The colors listed: olive, aura, dark, stucco. So I do technically have a green on.
Technically, it is a green.
Dark. So I win.
Stucco. Oh, I don't know if you
Stucco's
win.
Not. That's a gray.
That's a gray.
So the bottom part
is stucco.
Gotcha. Yeah, the darker part
and
is stucco.
And you tried to claim the bottom was green.
Well, again, I think I really might be a little colorblind.
I think we're learning this about you this morning, yeah.
Also, good one by one of our listeners, Matt. He said, also, I can point out that even the angle at which Dirt takes the photo displays how much he's vertically challenged.
Ouch. Just an unnecessary low blow. We're all making fun of Sprague together. I thought we were all in the same camp of making fun of Sprague, but no, let's make fun of me.
He's a wee lad over there. He captured me lucky charms.
Doesn't that make me more accurate in picking greens if I'm a leprechaun? I think I get the definitive stance, not green.
Saw a study on Instagram. I don't know if it was real, but it said men that are 5'8 or shorter live an average of 4.95 years longer.
You're damn right we do. We got less to take care of.
And the funny comments were basically, yeah, but you'd have to be 5'8, so no thanks. Ouch. And I almost tagged you.
Would you trade an extra 2 inches for 4 years of your life? I don't know. It's a tough trade-off. It's a tough trade-off.
Thank you for all the great color suggestions, by the way. Fantastic. I don't think I'm going to get pinched, but a good photo and good segment nonetheless. Let's get to the NCAA tournament. Cameron Salerno is going to join us from CBS Sports coming up here, get his reaction to Selection Sunday. We had 14 SEC teams get in.
You're damn right we did. When you got a juggernaut conference like that, you got to put them all in there.
There's 16 in the conference.
It's so stupid.
In what world should a conference be getting that many of their conference?
There's not a world that exists, but guess what? We're going to expand the NCAA tournament, and they're going to get even more.
I mean, they could only get two more, and everybody would get in.
Get them all in. Don't they have 18 teams in the SEC?
Oh, is it 18?
I believe it's 18 teams, so they technically could get four more in.
Okay, so 14 of 18. I saw this, and I thought it was a very easy, fair point. Clearly, the network that is in business in bed with the SEC did everything all year to make this conference. And I think this conference is good.
Yeah, it's a good conference.
Could definitely win the national championship. Nobody would be shocked to see one of the top SEC teams hoist the trophy. But there is not a doubt in my mind that they did everything all year on that major network to basically say, it's the best conference and it's not close. Deepest conference. We've never seen it like this.
Not even close.
And it paid off. Yeah. They got 14 of their 18 teams in. The Big Ten also cleaning house, getting in. Oregon got in as the 5 seed. They're in the East region in Newark. They will take on the 12 seeded Liberty. So we get a Fiesta Bowl rematch, but in basketball. If they win that, they get the winner of Arizona Akron. So they may take on the Zips or the Wildcats. So we get a throwback Pac-12 game potentially. And then the winner of that will take on the winner between Duke and Mississippi State and Baylor, whoever one of those three teams, because there's no chance American and Mount St. Mary's is beating Duke with or without Cooper Flag.
Not going to happen.
And so Oregon as a 5 seed draws Liberty. Tell me what you know about Liberty.
I know that they're not very good. That's all I know about Liberty.
Okay,
I think I looked up the numbers on them. They did not play a single quad one team all year.
They got a 12 seed. How did you not even now get a play in there?
Let me pull up the numbers there. I see. Yeah, somebody had a great kind of.
San Diego State,
and
North Carolina have to play a play in game.
They do,
but Liberty just flat out gets in as a 12 seed, not having played one quad one team.
How do they do this?
That is true.
I don't know.
That is true.
I don't know how they do anything.
Liberty played zero quad one games. They didn't face a single ranked team inside the top 50 of net. They didn't play a single team inside the top 50. Their best win on the year came against McNeese, who was number 58 in net, and that was back in November in a tournament.
Richie McKay's the coach.
So that's the only win they got. If you believe in McNeese being an elite program, that's the best thing that Liberty has to offer. None of this makes any sense. I don't yell about it too much, though, because I don't watch that much college basketball.
Why would we get hot and bothered by
that? Everybody wants to scream about certain teams making it in. Famous last words.
Here it goes.
But let's go ahead and fire away, because I'm feeling good right now.
Sure.
That Duck game, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, is Friday night, right? It's the last game Friday night?
Yes, sir.
Is 7, my math correct?
PM.
Okay. We are going to be out at A&A on Friday morning and Thursday afternoon. That line, I believe, last I saw was 6.5.
I'm hammering Oregon.
I
am going to take a lot of dogs, but yeah, Liberty.
Maybe I'm missing something. Dane Altman in the tournament. He's never lost the first game in the tournament.
Never.
He's won a game every time he's been.
They're going to win this game.
It's Liberty. Oregon's. I know they lost to Michigan State whatever that was, Friday morning in the Big Ten tournament, but Michigan State's one of the best teams in the country. They might find themselves in the Final Four.
I don't know if they'll get Akron, Arizona, or if they'll win that game, but they're beating Liberty.
Richie McKay
is the coach. Everybody here locally knows Richie McKay.
Yes.
He coached at Portland State for 2 seasons in the 90s.
And then he was the coach at Oregon State for a couple seasons got fired.
Yeah, didn't go very well for him when he was down there.
Give him credit. He's a career lifer. He's found his way of just his entire life. He's been able to be a coach, and it's got to be a pretty awesome life to get paid decent money to be the head coach of a Division I team. But no.
No.
What about Liberty? I mean, if you lose to Liberty, fire Altman.
We're firing Altman if we lose that game.
Probably
not. Get rid of him. I just don't think you're going to lose that game. Oregon got gifted a wonderful matchup in the first round. Where you look at some of the other 5-12s that they could have played. Now, not all of them are big.
McNeese State, you mentioned they played.
Colorado State is one of the other 12 seeds, and then UC San Diego is one of the other 12. So Michigan ends up being a 5. Your other 5's Memphis, and then Clemson was a 5 seed out of the ACC.
Can we be fair here? I don't know anything about UC San Diego. I'm not even going to act like I know all that much about Colorado State.
What's the matter with you? You haven't watched Colorado State ball this year?
Didn't you just say Liberty played McNeese?
Liberty. They did. They actually did beat McNeese, so maybe we didn't get the easiest 12 matchups.
So maybe you didn't get the easiest 12.
Very well could have been. Maybe McNeese is the team you want to play in that 5-12 matchup.
We got Cameron Salerno going to join us here in just a minute from CBS Sports. Is there one hot take takeaway? Jay Williams has all 1 and 2 seeds in his final 4.
Shocking. I mean, I'm going to have St. John's probably winning the whole thing, because why not? It's just the Johnnies.
First conference title since 2000.
Dude, I want Rick Pitino to win another national championship. I've advocated for every program to go hire that guy. Wow. All he does is win. But for some reason, you know, 8 seconds is something we just can't overlook. And so I'm rooting for St. John's to make it all the way. I think it'd be great for college hoops to have him.
I think we overlooked that. I think it was the brothel part.
Who cares about brothels? We might have a Calipari versus Pitino matchup in the second round of the tournament. You could get that.
Yeah.
If you are a believer in UConn being a dominant tournament team, although they'd have to get through Florida in the second round, I am going to take them to beat Oklahoma, though, in the first round, because Oklahoma shouldn't be in the tournament. you could get a UConn-St. John's matchup, potentially in the Elite Eight heading into the Final Four. So
you think they're going to beat Florida?
I mean, why the hell not? Let's get weird. It's March Madness. Sure. Let's not do all 1s and 2s. That's stupid, Jay Williams. You're as boring as humanly possible. Let's have some upsets mixed into who we're picking to win this damn thing. Outside of that, really, the only other thing that people yelled about was North Carolina making it, which felt like that kid was on the take, going over the line there on the violation.
Boy, that was a brutal way to lose. Coming back and then
subbing him in. Oh. You missed the first free throw. He comes in. Didn't look like he lost his balance. That was a strange sequence of events that cost him that game.
Georgia is Gonzaga. Gonzaga got the Bulldogs. So it's Bulldog on Bulldog crime.
Yeah, I think Gonzaga 8-9. Fan is upset about their seeding and where they were.
I mean, they won the WCC. They got in. They're an 8 seed. They do have to take on Houston if they win that game.
Yeah.
What were they mad about?
I don't know.
What do people get mad about? Like,
people get mad.
The second game's not easy. People like, win the first game. Worry about the second game when you get there.
You got to get through Georgia.
And then even then, what?
Gonzaga.
Are you going to be mad about the Sweet 16 matchup?
Yeah,
like,
but
what are you mad about?
Like, I see that point, but that's not how the tournament should be seeded.
No, it shouldn't. You're right.
None of this makes sense, but you can't say, well, you've been a good program for 15 years, so we're going to give you the benefit of the doubt. Like, Gonzaga wasn't that good this year. I know they won their conference, but the WCC wasn't that good of a conference.
Easy.
It was not.
That was a 5-deep conference.
Yeah, 5-deep.
They only got one team. In the NIT, too. That's all. San
we
got
to go to Cameron Salerno, CBS Sports. He covers college basketball. Cooper Flagg is going to make his return to the NCAA tournament. What sticks out with him with the bracket? We'll talk with him coming up next. Daily Ticker on the Fan.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about. And some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is powered by Pelican Brewing. Take a break with Pelican's Beak Breaker, the Northwest's favorite double IPA. Pelican Brewing Company. Cheers, fellow fanatics.
All right, Daily Ticker time brought to you by Pelican Brewing. The brackets are set. The madness is here, and Pelican Brewing is ready for tip-off. Today's Daily Ticker brought to you by the independent, innovative brewers of the Oregon Coast. Let's talk a little more tournament, because we don't know what the hell we're talking about, so it's a good time of year to bring on experts who know what the hell they're talking about. And joining us now is Cameron Salerno, one of our favorites from CBS Sports, covering college basketball and college football. You can go give him a follow on Twitter, at Cameron Salerno. Cameron, good morning to you. Let's start with the definitive question of the tournament. How many brackets is acceptable to fill out?
I think 3. I think you fill here's why. I saw a tweet about this yesterday, and here's why. The first bracket you fill out is the one that comes out right after March Madness. You go with your gut. It's probably all 1 seeds. The second bracket you fill out, maybe you will have a lot of upsets in. Maybe, you know, maybe a 5 seed makes the final four, maybe a 4 seed. And then the last bracket you fill out is the one before Thursday. You wake up early on Thursday morning and you're stressed because you think both of your second brackets suck. And that's all you can do. So
yeah.
I think three. I will say expert is a stretch. I filled out my bracket yesterday. And I hate when I've had 3 number 1 seeds in my final four, which I think this field is really strong at the top this year, maybe even, you know, better than in years past, which is, you know, I feel like we say that every year.
Right.
But I did have a number 8 seat in my final four. It was Gonzaga. And I hated picking them over Houston because I really like Houston's team. But, I think three. Three is the magic number. If you are the sicko who fills out, 20 brackets a year, you can't say that because I hate the people when you're at a watch party and they're like, oh, I want Wisconsin to win, but then I have Montana in my other bracket, so if Montana wins, it's okay.
Yeah. See, Cameron, I appreciate that, one, because my co-host actually feels that even having more than one,
I think one, you only get one.
Bragging.
I think one bracket only.
But two, the way that you said three, it just devastated him to the point where it was the scene in Step Brothers with the tuna and the lion, and he did not expect you to go tuna jumping on the land and eating the lion. So thank you for doing that. What is it about Gonzaga? They have an interesting matchup with Georgia. They got a kid that I've been eyeing from the NBA draft in Asa Newell. But what is it about the matchup that you like with Gonzaga in that one? And then what is it about Houston matchup-wise that kind of maybe leaves you picking Gonzaga even though you like Houston?
Well, you have to go back to the teams that are good in March are always going to be good in March. Now, we know about Michigan State. We know about teams like Gonzaga. I think the wildest thing about Gonzaga I saw was the last time they didn't make the Sweet 16 was, I think, 9 years ago, which is just nuts to think about. I really like their squad. I feel like they're playing their best ball at the right time. They've had some devastating close losses this year. Ryan Nembhard is one of the most underrated guards in the entire country. Like you said, Asa Newell, great draft prospect. I had a story come out today, top 10 freshman in the tournament. He ranked number 10. I think, you know, Gonzaga will be able to contain him. And then Houston, Houston is just a different animal. If obviously, assuming they win their first game, they don't get upset by a number 16 team.
Right.
But, I'd really like Houston's team, so I really went back and forth on it. But I will say, I think whoever wins that Gonzaga-Houston game in the round of 32, if that's the matchup, I think that team is going to go to the Final Four.
Now, sorry, not to cut you out there, but I want to ask you about Gonzaga. Did they get a raw deal from the committee?
I don't think so. I think they had enough, they weren't a typical Gonzaga team this year, I would say, in terms of the marquee wins. So I think an 8 seed is fine. There was a lot of head scratchers, I will say. First off, I was watching the tournament unveil on CBS, obviously, and my TV screen was behind. So when my friend texted me, how did UNC get in the field? And then, 10 minutes later, how did Texas get in the field? I didn't see that initially. I was behind on the broadcast. So I was shocked. But yeah, no, I really like Gonzaga. I think it's a toss-up. I really like their team. I saw them play actually earlier this season against UCLA. Yeah, in Los Angeles. So I was impressed with the Zags. And I think, like I said, there's a different team in March, and I trust them to make a run. But, yeah, it's a weird bracket. I think the Midwest is kind of a toss-up. I think Houston has a really favorable path. Tennessee is on the other side of the bracket, which, number 7 UCLA could upset them too. But, hey, maybe the craziest of crazy scenarios, let me throw this out there, we get a UCLA-Gonzaga Elite Eight game, which UCLA is 7 and Gonzaga's 8, and I don't think anybody would mind that because anytime Gonzaga and UCLA play each other, it's always an instant classic.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Cameron Salerno is our guest, CBS Sports, covering college basketball and college football. You can go give him a follow on Twitter, at Cameron Salerno. One, Oregon gets Liberty Bibberty, and I'm going to be honest with you, we're in the trust tree here, Cameron. I have not watched 1 second of Liberty Bibberty basketball this year. Do I need to know anything about them, and what do we make of the Ducks getting a 5 seed in their path potentially at making a run here?
Well, the path is, obviously if they win their first round game against Liberty, they would have to play either Arizona or Akron. But Liberty is one of the best three-point shooting teams in the entire country. They shot 39.5% from three, which is fifth. And also their three-point defense ranked third in the country. They allowed only 28% of made threes. Another thing I thought that was really interesting, too, is if anyone has KenPom, it's a beautiful tool to help you when you fill out your bracket, just because you can look at, you know, individual stats that maybe like aren't really to the naked eye that you wouldn't be able to catch. 41.3% of Liberty's points have come from the three-point line, which ranked eighth in the country. Only 44 came from two, which is ranked 336, which I think so they're going to shoot the three. Maybe they're this year's Oakland that, you know, Jack Golkey just shot a bunch of threes. I was looking at their team stats, like just like individual players, and I wanted to say, I think, seven players, which, I mean, who knows how many are, you know, actually going to play like an NCAA tournament type game. But I think seven of their players shot like over 38% from three. So they can shoot the ball. So if they get hot, that Ducks could be an upset alert. But obviously that's a tough draw. Liberty's a good team. So, yeah, definitely keep an eye on the three-point shooting. That will make or break the game.
I don't think anybody, Cameron, would be shocked if one of the one seeds wins it. Auburn's had a pretty good year. I know they kind of fell a little bit at the end here. Florida having a great year. Duke, you know, Houston, you mentioned them. I'm curious. My co-host has been all over the Rick Pitino St. John's story of just having the Johnnies be relevant again, winning their first conference title since 2000. Shout out Eric Barkley. But I want to ask you, what is the most fun possible Final Four that could be somewhat realistic? Let's, you know, if it's chalk, then okay. But what is the most fun Final Four from each region to emerge to make this tournament really end? Because the beginning couple days, I think, are always starting off with a bang. You get major upsets, craziness. And then I kind of feel like the tournament dies a little bit, and then it picks back up. Like, what's the most interesting, fun Final Four we could have?
Okay, I'm looking at the bracket so I can give you an accurate assessment of this. Okay. So Auburn, Michigan State is the 1-2 seed from the South. I think that'd be an elite eight game. Okay. I think Auburn wins and goes to the Final Four, so there's one there. The bottom of the bracket in the West, Florida versus Auburn would be a great, you know, a semifinal Final Four matchup. They had some good games this year, so that'd be another good game. And going back to your St. John's question before I continue the bracket, like, I really love their team. Like, they just embody Rick Pitino. Like, they are gritty. They are tough. Like, I feel like it's weird. Like, you don't want to believe in them because, like, they just haven't had as many quad one wins as other teams. But you just watch them play, and they're just so tenacious and tough. So I think they're really good. And then, obviously, in the East, I think Duke is going to come out of that region. I think they got a favorable draw. I think, you know, playing a Mississippi State or Baylor in the second round is a tough matchup, but hey, I'd rather play, if I'm Duke, I'd rather play those teams instead of a UConn or a Louisville or a Creighton. And then Houston, I hate to go all number ones, but I think Houston would be a really interesting matchup for Duke just because of what happened last year. In the Sweet 16, Duke played Houston, and Jamal Shedd, who was Houston's heart and soul and an All-American guard, went down in the second half and couldn't return. Duke was able to win that game and go to the Elite Eight. So a rematch would be a lot of fun. So I hate to go all number one seeds because it just drives me crazy as well. you watch the shows like when you're like, when I was growing up, like, you'd watch the shows to try to get expert opinions, and all the analysts had all number one seeds going to the Final Four. And it's just unrealistic. So I hate to say, like, that would be, you know, the best case Final Four, because I think that's like the most obvious answer. But I think all number one seats in this in this region are really, really strong.
Yeah, Cameron Salerno covering college hoops. He's got all number one seeds, but we still love him nonetheless. And he should only fill out one bracket. But hey, we digress. We can agree to a disagree on this in this country.
Real Hoopers know, right?
At Cameron Salerno one on Twitter. Go give him a follow. Thanks for the time, man. Enjoy the tournament. Hopefully, we can catch up again soon.
Thank you, and make sure to fill out your 10 brackets before the tournament.
There you go, Cameron Salerno of CBS Sports. Good stuff from him. The Daily Ticker, as always, brought to you by our wonderful friends at Pelican Brewing Company. Did you know the brackets are set? Did you know the madness is here?
And Pelican Brewing is ready. I feel like I'm in
it's
a
the delay. I'm in.
Pelican Brewing is ready for tip off. It's brought to you by the independent, innovative brewers of the Oregon coast. Let's have some lingering thoughts on this. How many brackets is okay to fill out? How many brackets do you fill out? I'll put out a poll question on that. What's the acceptable number of brackets to fill out? And Gonzaga fan has hacked off. They're chiming in. They're not happy. We'll talk about it next on the fam.
It's crunch time.
Let's go!
Where Dirt and Sprague crunch the hot topics you want to hear.
What's the pressure?
Don't sit here and act like there's no... We get nervous teeing off in front of a gallery on the 10th hole at Eastmoreland.
Crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness. With memberships as low as $9.99 per month. Find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com.
Hey, crunch time, brought to you by our good friends at Crunch Fitness. Memberships as low as $9.99 a month. You can find your Crunch Time in Portland, Vancouver, online at crunch.com. Before we get to some other news and notes from the release of the bracket yesterday, we do have... I know many people have been waiting with bated breath. It is now official. We have our answer. Oregon State has punched their ticket into the college basketball crown.
Yay.
Taking on UCF in round one. The winner of that game gets DePaul Cincinnati.
We just care about the ladies tournament at this point. Go beat North Carolina. And by the way.
Should I have been surprised? Oh, look at that. You got green on your shoes.
Hey, touche.
Did you just notice that when you're going pee?
I did.
You're like, hey, look at that. I got green on my shoes.
I
forgot about that.
Yeah, none of this matters.
I was kind of surprised that Oregon made the lady bracket. Should I have been surprised by that?
Big Ten.
Okay, that's
Charlie Cream told you. Don't worry.
Okay, everything's gonna be all right.
When Charlie Cream says something,
you believe him. That's the way I operate.
Take it to the bank.
Gonzaga fan has chimed in. Not happy. They're not happy.
You're in
they're
the
not
damn
thrilled.
Tournament. You go to
they're
the Sweet
thrilled.
16 every year. What are you chiming about?
Oh, trust me. Okay. Us Gonzaga fans
quality
are not
of our wins are
happy
way better than they thought
about how we were seated. And how we were treated. Seeded and treated, not fairly. He says the only single-digit okay. net team, yeah. clear up to an 8 seed. The powers that be in college basketball want Gonzaga to go away and be a nondescript mid-major yet again. Yesterday, they mentioned Izzo getting to 27 straight tournaments. Never once mentioned Mark Few 26 years in a row. I know you don't want to hear it from Gonzaga fan, but facts are facts.
Okay.
Should have been 6 or 7 seed, not saying they were a 3.
I take that. Would you rather be St. Mary's and get Vandy round 1 and then Bama round 2? Because, I mean, you get Houston round 2 if you beat Georgia. I don't think Georgia's very good.
Yeah.
So aren't we splitting hairs between Georgia and Vandy? 9-10?
I mean, look, all of
this
is splitting
hairs. And then, like, you get Bama, who could have been a 1 at some point had they just won a couple games that went by one score, versus playing Houston out of the garbage-ass Big 12?
I think we should reseed this now that we know that one of their losses came to a team who is going to the prestigious college basketball crown tournament, and this was information we did not have at the time yesterday when we filled out the bracket. Now one of their losses is to a crown team, and when you lose to a crown team, that ups your net rating.
I sincerely believe that the best pressure on a team of any, whether that's college or pro, is to boo and to show up by not showing up. You know what I mean? There better not be a Beaver fan in Vegas for this.
Let's go, Beaver!
The fact that you're getting excited to be in the college basketball crown, a tournament that didn't exist until Fox said, can we make some money?
How can we make some more money off of this?
I will be thoroughly disappointed in Beaver fan that chooses to go to this game if there's no family or friendship tie to the program. I will be incredibly disappointed. You need to start speaking, and you need to speak loudly.
Yes, you do.
They were 5th in the WCC, which is not a good conference. They didn't even make an NIT berth, which tells you your 20-win season was incredibly fraudulent. And this program is just stuck in the mud. And you can bank on next year being better because guys are back. I don't know who's back. Nobody knows who's back. It's college basketball, for
no,
God's sakes.
You lose half your team every year.
The ladies' program got torn to the studs.
They did.
All they had left were studs. And Ruick patched it up and put drywall up and said, we're going to win the tournament and get to the dance. And I don't know if they'll beat North Carolina. They're a good program, and you got to go on the road in the ladies' tournament and play at a place.
I believe a 14 seed has never beaten a 3 seed in the history of the women's tournament.
Sure.
So you could be the first to ever do it?
And if he does it, I mean, my God, it's even further proof. You have a new conference starting up. Your 1 year in the WCC, WCC was a disaster. Don't go to Vegas. Don't go.
Don't support it. My final four, you ready for this? Definitive final four from my bracket?
Go ahead.
Michigan State.
How ballsy.
St. John's.
Oh, man, a 2 seed. That's crazy. Can't believe you did that.
Illinois.
Oh, actually, don't steal mine.
Oh, oh, oh! Now we're making fun of my bracket still, huh?
Yeah, I'm making fun of your first two, baby.
And Oregon, because we all know Oregon wins in March.
So also have Illinois.
Damn, I've only seen them play one time, and they kick the ever living crap out of my team. They look really good.
Illinois is a pain in the ass.
That's my basketball frame of reference. I saw them play my team, and they won by 30. And I thought, you know what, Illinois, pretty good. I'm going to take them to go to the Final Four.
Although Kentucky beating them in the second round, if they get past the first round, Kentucky's really well coached.
I do have Gonzaga in the Elite Eight. I have my Gonzaga Bulldogs in the Elite Eight.
Really?
Losing to Illinois.
You got them beating Houston.
Yeah, why the hell not?
The Big 12, man. Nobody trusts it.
Nobody trusts it. We also shouldn't trust the ACC, but North Carolina somehow got in, even though they were 1-12 against Quad 1 teams this year.
Hasn't Houston been like a 1-2 seed that's been upset pretty frequently? Like in the last 5-10 years or
I'm not going to answer that definitively. I can't pay attention to any of this.
No, they did. They absolutely did. But I feel like
Final Four to me is just about as good as winning a championship. For sure. You know how hard that is?
Let's see. Houston, the last handful of years. So last year they lost in the Sweet 16, as we just heard from Cameron Salerno, to Duke, because we all remember that game.
Then what seed were they?
They were 32-5, so I imagine a relatively high seed.
This is my favorite part of the tournament, is remembering what they did and then going, oh, I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. The year before that, they were 33-4. They also lost in the Sweet 16.
So this is what, maybe don't put all your
year before
in the
that, 32-6, Elite Eight. Year before that, 28-4, Final Four. Okay. So they've gone Final Four, Elite Eight, Sweet 16, Sweet 16 the last four years.
Don't bet Houston to win it all, is what I'm saying, because I think I've put some chips in that bag.
Who do you feel confident in saying bet them to win it all?
Who won the national title last year, Schulte?
Duke?
UConn.
UConn. UConn went back to back. Basketball.
Who did they beat in the national championship game?
At least college basketball. Who was it? I had one of the opponents, or one of the teams in the final.
I'm not laughing at you, Schulte.
No, I just love doing this because nobody remembers it.
I don't care.
They beat Purdue.
Okay, thank you.
And what happened to Purdue the year before in the NCAA tournament?
They lost as
a one seed to a 16 seed.
They had Virginia going.
Yeah, they were the first one seed.
So to this logic that you're giving with Houston, second Virginia. So I'm just pointing out your logic of sometimes, you know, Purdue lost as a one seed. Then the very next year they were in the national championship game. So, you know,
but I'm just looking at Houston specifically.
Yeah, but you're using their pass as a reason we shouldn't trust them. And I'm telling you, last year a team made the championship who the year before lost as the number one seed in the NCAA.
Is Missouri going to get to the locker room and play Kendrick Lamar's song, Not Like Us, if they win?
I actually picked Drake to win that game because Drakes have had such a rough run lately, and it's unfair that that Drake gets roped into the other Drake. So go Drakes.
You're rooting for that Drake?
I'm rooting for that Drake.
To the other Drake.
All the other Drake associations are bad right now, and so I'm rooting for that Drake to get a dub. I actually have Drake in the Sweet 16.
Really?
Why not, man?
You know,
I love how you say really is a surprise, like you know how the tournament's going. Really?
No.
Drake? No. What?
I'm saying really as if, like, you're confidently putting.
There's no confidence at all. I filled this out in 90 seconds. There's zero confidence. I just saw Drake and I was like, what the hell? Have you watched Texas Tech play basketball this year?
A little bit, not much.
Yeah, I haven't seen a single second of Texas Tech play basketball. beating Texas Tech in the second round.
Didn't we have, like, a game winning highlight from them, like, a week or two ago?
I have no clue, man. I don't know. It's the tournament.
Which
we care for 2 days
us?
And then it's back to irrelevance.
Are any of the shows after us going to pretend that they know about college basketball too?
Somebody's saying we have three of the four Final Four teams the same. I need to go back to the lab. I would suggest going back to the. If you have the same Final Four as me, go back to the lab.
Well, see, that's
not going to end well for you, man.
I wanted to put Oregon.
Redraw your bracket.
I wanted to put Oregon in the Final Four, but then when you said it, I was like,
stay away. And look, I just take Oregon because why not? You know, it's fun to do. Your team's in the tournament. It's fun
Louisville
to pick them to go all the way.
Is Louisville hot now because they made the ACC final, or is that just a fraudulent run?
Crunch Time brought to you by Crunch Fitness. Memberships as low as $9.99 a month. Find your Crunch Time in Portland, Vancouver online at crunch.com.
Can the Mormons win?
I got the Mormons losing their first game.
To VCU.
To VCU.
The Shaka Smarts?
Shaka Smart's going to get an upset there. I like Shaka to get a win there.
Good for Shaka, by the way.
I got Shaka in the Sweet 16.
Pulling taunts, double duty, Marquette and VCU.
I got Marquette winning too, because why not? You know.
Yeah, I don't think Louisville's going to win.
If you want any other takes, I got them here. The definitive bracket has been filled out.
If you want to be fair, I turned on the NBA last night. I didn't see at all that Wisconsin blew that game to Michigan, so I woke up finding out Michigan won the Big Ten tournament.
I took Montana to beat Wisconsin.
Did you really?
Let's go Grizz.
Hell yeah, dude. Screw the Badgers.
Wayne Tinkle going to win a tournament game this year. Who could have seen it coming? We got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show. Some NBA stuff. Is one team going to have to forfeit games? The Blazers will not stop winning basketball games, and somebody showed them yesterday what they should have done, but they didn't follow the blueprint. It's a load of final hour. Don't go anywhere. Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fam.